Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Janet B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2025. And today we are reading from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 11, the fifth paragraph that starts, "God floored me," through one paragraph ending, "He shouted great tidings," commenting on that one paragraph. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Julie G, 12 Traditions, Nancy C, readers of the text, Penny E, Pete D, backup, Penny C. Our newcomer greeter is Kathy M, and our second hour host is Tony B. The reference number for Sunday, January 4th, 2025, is 23,084. That's 23084. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Julie G. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, everyone. This is Julie G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Pennsylvania. Here are the 12 steps. One. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thanks, Julie. And I will now ask Nancy C. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Jana. Thank you for your service. Nancy C., compulsive overeater in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should refrain from forever non-professional, but our, should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thanks, Nancy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does require sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous on page 11, the fifth paragraph that starts, "That floored me," through one paragraph ending, "He shouted great tidings," commenting on that one paragraph. And I will now ask Penny E. to begin reading.
Thank you, Janet.
Morning, Penny.
Good morning. My name is Penny. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from South Jersey. Grateful to be here this morning. I'm going to start just with a paragraph or two above. "Then he had in effect been raised from the dead, suddenly taken from the scrap heap to a level of life better than the best he had ever known. That floored me. This reminds me so much of when I went to my first OA meeting. I was floored. I was flabbergasted. I had tried everything for years and years and years to get my weight down to what was normal, you know. Here were people who were glowing. They were a normal body size, most of them, or they were working towards it. And they had what I wanted. I was floored. I mean, I was just ready to pass out. God seemed like God had done the impossible, absolutely impossible. I would have bet the house that it was impossible. But no, here were people proving it to me. Miracles. I mean, I knew that the only thing that would help me with my food was a miracle. I had my jaws wired shut, and I was still able to get all kinds of food in my mouth. Unbelievable. Never mind the musty past, here sat a miracle directly across the table. It didn't matter how badly their past was. It was a miracle. They were transformed into a new, I'm so sorry, I don't even know where that's coming from, my other bedroom. They were transformed into recovery. The musty past had no bearing on it. He sat a miracle directly across the table from me. He shouted great tidings. Now, I don't think they were shouting at the meeting, but it was shouting to me because I was ready for suicide. I mean, suicide looked like a step up, you know, and here were these people, and they were living life. They were beautiful. They had normal body sizes. I wanted it. It was a shout, great tidings, great news to me. So what a blessing. I love you all. Thank you for letting me share today, and I will pass.
Thanks, Penny. And I will take a list of names now. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others may share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Lisa B. in South Carolina.
Lisa.
Reva P.
Reva.
Liz S. from Oregon.
E.B. Liz S. You guys, this is such a great paragraph.
Penny E. Penny C, rather. Penny C.
Penny C, gotcha.
Vasa O.
Was that Dorita P?
Yes,
Vasa O. Okay, got you. Who else? Okay, we will start with this lineup. So I have Lisa B, Reva P, Pete B, Liz S, Penny C, Dorita P, Vasa O. Did I miss anyone?
Can someone tell us the paragraph again? Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So we are on page 11, the fifth paragraph that starts, "That floored me," through one paragraph ending, "He shouted great tidings," commenting on that one paragraph. Lisa B., you are up, followed by Reva P. Good morning.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lisa B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm calling from South Carolina. And thank you for everyone that's doing service and for the lead share. This paragraph, it really is so powerful for me. And I love when he says his ideas were drastically revised. And when I look up that word revised, it means reconsidered and improved. You know, and that makes me ask myself, what has been revised in me? Well, abstinence is possible, yes. You know, abstinence is the key that gets me in the door. Recovery is possible, that I can do this comfortably, happily. I never thought that was possible. And that I can have neutrality around the food as a result of going through the steps. And that's a miracle. For most of my life, I believed that the problem was the food. But getting into the doctor's opinion with my sponsor and putting the food down, I saw that food was never really the problem. It had been my solution, my go-to. The real problem is inside of me. It's in my thinking. It's in my attitude. It's in my perceptions, and it's in how I see the world. You know, the shift, the change, the transformation. And when I'm in the food, I miss the miracles. And I keep thinking this morning, before I even heard the special edition, which was amazing, from yesterday, I heard it this morning. But, you know, before I even heard it, I was thinking about, I'm in the land of the living. I have been awakened as a result of getting this process of God, you know, bringing this gift to me of starting with abstinence and getting recovered, the spiritual awakening. I couldn't hear the good news, you know, but in abstinence and in this program, I'm experiencing miracles of new awareness, and it's the change in my personality, pausing instead of reacting and not running from my feelings, being kinder to others, to myself. Life is still really hard and challenging at times, but today I have a new way. It's a solution, a new way to cope. And for the first time, I'm truly hearing, you know, the good news. Even though I've been recovered, it's just I'm seeing it in a deeper way. And I'm so grateful to be in this this chapter of Bill's story. And I'm just very grateful and feel very blessed. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. And now we've got Reva P, followed by Pete B. Good morning, Reva.
Good morning.
Reva P, star one, please. There you go. Got it.
Yes, I'm here. This is Reva P, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. And the word that's striking me this morning is miracle, an event or occurrence that has no logical or scientific explanation. So this whole section is reminding me of my transition from step one to step two. And for me, this is not a one and done thing. This is not something I did once when I came in and I've arrived somewhere. Every time I get stuck in trying to control the uncontrollable, whether it's food or more frequently people, places, circumstances. And I get stuck in step one and realize I'm powerless and I have no control. I transition to step two to remind myself that all the efforting and all the trying is using my own will. And that in order to transition to step two, I need to remember that this too, whatever it is, the challenge, maybe, just maybe, God can and will. So the word miracle, I mean, when I first came in, I could have all the debates I wanted. You know, he's having like this little thing about the devil has more power, and I have all these justifications, and I think I have all this data for how God has wronged me and how God's not going to come through, or this time it's not going to work out. But then I hear special editions. I hear people sharing on the line where people are sitting right in front of me telling me about something, and there is a miracle in front of my face. I cannot dispute that. So, there might not be logical, scientific explanations for every single person who has gone through the steps and is recovered and has dealt with all kinds of life challenges, but I see it every single day. So it's such a great reminder, because I do start piling up evidence how this time God might not be able to handle it. But there's miracles all around, and that drastically, it's a constantly, drastically changing my mind, changing my beliefs. And I'm so grateful for the powers of example on this line and in the rooms. So with that, I pass.
Thanks, Reva. And now we've got Pete B, followed by Liz S. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Janet. Thanks for taking the meeting. I appreciate your service. My name is Pete B, and I'm a compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace and mercy. You know, miracle, that's one of them words like, I fool around a lot without actually really knowing what it means, right? And I used to say, I got my life back together and I have a job and I show up for work and I relate with my family. And I used to say, well, that's a miracle because of what I was before, right? And miracle, as Reva said, a miracle is something you can't explain. You can't provide any reason for why it happens, right? And I have reasons for why that happened, right? Like the fact that I'm in a fit, healthy, energetic body is not a miracle. It's the result of the things that I do on a regular basis. I don't consume substances that trigger the phenomena of craving. I don't compulsively overeat. I had adopted a new code of morals and a better philosophy, right? So, that's the product, right? That's the result of something happening, right? What makes Evie a miracle and what's going to happen to Bill a miracle is not the fact that Evie's sitting there fresh-faced and glowing, right? The miracle is that the merciless obsession use substances that he knows is harmful based upon his experience has been removed. It hasn't been outworked or outthought or, some corrective measure put in place that you can explain. Power greater than himself removed that obsession. And as a result of that, he was able to put in place practices that is making a change in his life. Right? There are only two things that make somebody a compulsive overeater or alcoholic. That's when, once you start, you can't stop, or once you decide to stop, you can't stay stopped, right? It's not these obsessions or about my work or my family or these other things. The book tells us there's only three obsessions. The obsession that somehow will beat the game, the obsession that somehow, some way, we'll be able to control and manage our eating, drinking, or the obsession that nobody knows about it, right? Like that's the obsession we're talking about. And the other part, the allergy of the body, that can't be triggered unless I ingest the substance that causes it. But I can't keep myself triggering it. The miracle is we turn to a power greater than ourselves to remove that. And then all the rest gets put into place and get to live this life beyond the world. This change is that all.
Thanks, Pete. And now we've got Liz F. followed by Penny C. Good morning, Liz. Liz F., star one. Maybe I got the name wrong. Someone from Oregon. Okay, we will come back. Penny C., you are up.
Thank you, Janet. Good morning, everybody. I'm Penny C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. And every time we come to this paragraph, and, you know, I don't know how many times, only God knows how many times I've read through this book with a sponsee or listened on this meeting or other meetings to this book being read. But this paragraph always means so much to me because at my first meeting, in fact, I'd like to say that my Ebby was a church bulletin where I just saw a notice that there was an Overeaters Anonymous there, meeting there on Wednesday nights. I just happened to be there. It wasn't my church. I realize now that God had this all planned out for me to find out about. I never heard of Overeaters Anonymous before, never heard anything like the 12 steps. And so I appeared. It was beautiful weather and a nice ride down there. So I went, and there were probably a dozen people in the room sitting around a big table. And my first what I remember most from that meeting is that there was a woman, and she did, in fact, shout. She had this real British accent is all I can remember about her. And she just declared, "This disease of mine," there were the great tidings, the good tidings for me, "a disease. I have a disease. Oh, my goodness. I can't ever explain the feeling I got realizing that now I knew what was wrong with me. I'm a career nurse, 47 years old, and never was even hinted at that I had a disease. I'd been fat since I was a baby and lost weight at times by starving, and then it all came back on again with more." So, yeah, this I really, really love this paragraph. And, so for people who are wondering what's wrong with you, we have a disease. We're not lazy. We don't lack willpower. We have a disease. And then they also told me that this was a spiritual program and only the help of a higher power could restore me. So, I just love this paragraph, and thank you. I'll pass.
Thanks, Penny. And then we've got Dorita P. followed by Vasa O. Good morning, Dorita.
Hi. Thank you for your service. My name is Dorita Pippen, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason. So I'm really grateful I have a seat here. Talking about a miracle, and wasn't my first recovery, but my longest recovery, the first one, the second one, third, whatever, you know, it's all been a miracle because when I came to OA, I could not stop eating. I could not stop eating for the life of me. And back when I came in, people used to carry their pitcher around, especially, you know, if you were leading, but people carried their before pitcher around. And, you know, looking at the before picture and looking at the person in front of you, it was like, wow, was that really you? And it was amazing, and it was kind of funny. I'm just thinking about some of the photos where the photo would be like, well, you know, if they had 20 years, the photo would be 20 years old, and it'd be kind of funny to see the clothing and the hairstyles. The food plan was a miracle. The fact that I was able to follow it, you know, no sugar and no flour. And when I first came to my first few meetings, which I don't even count, you know, they were talking about not eating flour and sugar, and I'm thinking to myself, everything I'm currently eating has flour and or sugar in it. So, like, what's left? But I come to find out that it's a lot left. And I'll just lastly say, relating to the miracle of it, I'm Black African American, and in my community, eating no flour, no sugar is like, I mean, you stand out like a sore thumb. You know, being spiritual, having the faith that I have already made me stand out like a sore thumb. But on top of that, the way I ate, you know, it was like doubly standing out. And it was just a miracle. Those few meetings, oh, okay, I already said that, you know, I was amazed that that person could eat like that. But I'm just really grateful for this program. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, being abstinent or getting abstinent, you know, that was a miracle for me. That wasn't something that I really, really did. I mean, I did the footwork, but I could not make myself abstinent. It was like a byproduct or as a result, just like the weight loss. I didn't put much effort in it. The extra pounds is not at all. Thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Dorita. We've got Vasa O. Go ahead and press star one, Vasa.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Janet, for your service. And I am Vasa, grateful, recovered compulsive overeater calling from Port Charlotte, Florida. And this is where I was before I came to the program. There was no more power left in me. There was no more energy. I just could not control the food any longer. And I gave in because I said everything I tried, it just didn't work. The only thing was left, maybe if I go to a hypnotist or if I go and have my jaws wired or maybe if I have my stomach stapled, whatever they did in those days. This was like 40 years ago. But anyways, and I just gave in, and I'm just going to die fat and miserable. And I you know, I had a religion. Thank you, God, for that, you know. But I needed to find, you know, the 12 steps. That has worked for me, and, of course, I have my religion too. But anyways, this was then. You know, I remember praying before I found the program, which I didn't know it existed. And that was very, I didn't pray that often, but I remember praying out loud and saying to God, if you're out there, please show me, give me a sign where you are. And he sent me my Abby a couple weeks later to my house, and she had been in OA for a couple of years, and she looked wonderful, and I liked what she had. It was amazing. It was a miracle. This program is a miracle. You know, it works if we work it. And she introduced me to the program, 12-stepped me for about a week before she took me to my first meeting. It was just amazing. I was floored, you know. I had been looking for the solution for so long, so many years, and I couldn't, and this was it. And I was so excited. I learned what this problem was. I had a disease. I had the allergy of the body and the mental obsession. I was so excited to find that about. You know, and I'm saying to myself, don't these people hear it? Don't they see it? Well, I was ready. God made me ready, my higher power. Maybe I wouldn't have been ready a month or 2 months or half a year before that. I was so ready, and I wanted, and I was so thirsty. And there was nothing more that I wanted than to lose the weight. I came for the vanity, and I stayed for the sanity. Believe me. Yeah, I go through challenges in my life being abstinent, and I still go, but I don't run to the food to make me feel better, to take care of the problem, that only takes for 3 or 4 seconds or whatever, a minute. And I'm going to be still miserable. At least I don't have to deal with that. My life is just changed over the years. And I'm just so grateful. And it is because I'm working the program. God is not going to bring it to me in a platter. Thank you. He's not going to bring it to me in a platter. I have to work the program. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thanks, Vasa. And now go back. Liz S. from Oregon. Are you on the line? Do we have Liz S. on the line? If not, I'll take a lineup of other names. And let me tell you, we are on page 11, the fifth paragraph that starts that floored me through one paragraph ending, he shouted great tidings, commenting on that one paragraph. And I can take about 7 or 8 names.
Leia S.
Donna
Leia
M.
F. Donna Jordan.
Rick J.
Josephine S. Joanne B. Roz G. Let me tell you who I have. I have Lisa F., Donna N., or M., Josephine F., Rick J., Joanne B., Roz G. Anyone else want to share? And take 1 or 2 more names. Great paragraph.
Did you get Leia S?
I got you, Leia. You are first.
Oh, thank you.
Lisa,
okay, we will go. I got you, Lisa. This is who I have. We have Leia S, Donna N, Josephine S, Rick J, Joanne B, Roz G, Lisa B. Leia, you are up. Press star 1, please. Leia S?
Okay, gotcha now. My name is Leia S. I'm recovered in Brooklyn, New York. I want to read the sentence, never mind the musty past. Here sat a miracle directly across the kitchen table. So I agreed with everything that I was told because I told it to myself all the time. I want to lose weight. I want to stay skinny. I want to be in the limelight. I want to be this. I want to be that. And there's no way I can be all that only if I lose the weight. But here they're talking about never mind the musty past. How can I keep that weight down? The musty past. That was what was hindering me to keep my weight down because I kept going back to the past. I didn't understand. I'm living in the present, in right now. And what is happening right now is nothing as what has happened in the past. And right now, and even if I did something in the past that I was good at and I was capable of, and today I am not capable of. I learned to understand what the word no means, and I learned to understand what the word miracle means. The word miracle meant that I can actually be Leia as Leia is meant to be. And I don't have to go to one extreme or I don't have to go to the other extreme. And that means one extreme being all the way positive or being all the way negative in my life. And wow, that's what a miracle means. I can get to that healthy boundary. I can sit across that kitchen table with the coffee or the tea and nothing with it. And I can have that and enjoy my own tea. And it doesn't have to be with something else. and I can eat and be happy and satisfied, and I don't have to have this or that, and I can live life, and I can actually be part of life. Anyway, with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. And now we've got Donna M. followed by Josephine F. Good morning, Donna.
I'm Donna M. from Ontario, Canada. And, you know, when I came in January, this January will be 35 years since I came to OE. And for 29 of those years, in and out of the program, I thought the miracle was for everybody else, but not for me. I saw people who were in program when I came in, who were happy, joyous, and free, living in healthy bodies, sharing at meetings, speaking, and I thought that would never happen to me. Later on, I saw newcomers coming in and recovered, and I thought that would never happen to me. And then I started to see on here, on Zoom, people who, like me, struggled for so many years, and all of a sudden they were talking about being recovered. I listened for about 6 years to those stories and still thought it would never happen for me. And today I'm grateful to see that miracle in February would have happened to me for about 6 years now. And I'm sure that the miracle is available to all of us as long as we take certain actions. And the first one is putting down the food in its entirety and then working through the steps intensively and quickly and living the steps after that. Trusting, taking inventory, trusting God and helping others. And so today I'm grateful to share that the miracle is available to all of us as long as we take certain actions. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share, and I pass.
Thank you, Donna. And now we have Josephine S., followed by Rick J. Good morning, Josephine.
Good morning. My name is Josephine S., and I'm definitely a compulsive overeater. I love going to speaker meetings, and I love listening to people's stories because it's like having a new Abby in front of me every time. And, you know, that's really what gave me hope in the program. I mean, there was times that I would come to meetings and I just couldn't be abstinent, but I never left the program. I never left the program. I knew it was working. It had worked for me in the past and a relapse. I just had to stick around, try to figure out what the combination was that my higher power wanted me to do. And, you know, to gain abstinence again. And I just so can relate to just sitting there across from people. So many times, so many speaker meetings, I think I'm really bad. Like, I've had it really bad. Well, my relationship with food is really bad. Like, it's terrible. And then I would hear somebody who's got it, you know, who's had an even worse experience and come back from you know, a deeper bottom than mine. So, you know, if you're struggling, if you're in relapse, if it's not, you know, if you're stick with the program, make phone calls, because it's there for everybody. With that, I pass.
Thanks, Josephine. And now we've got Rick J. followed by Joanne B. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Janet. Thanks so much for your service. My name is Rick J. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina. You know, the previous paragraph ended with, there had been no more power in him than there was in me at that minute, and this was none at all. And then that line, here was something at work in a human heart which had done the impossible. and Bill knew Ebby, and he was seeing something, not just someone saying, "No, I quit drinking, thanks." He was seeing something different, and I love the definition of heart, which is the central or innermost part of something. You know, the innermost part, that central part of Ebby within him. Something had changed. There was something at work there that had done the impossible. And Bill knew that there was no more power in Ebby than there was at him. He could see that a true transformation there. And, you know, and I felt that myself. I before I found a power greater than myself to connect with, I used to wake up every night in the middle of the night feeling this crushing loneliness, like I was free falling into this, you know, bottomless pit, this black hole, you know, of just crushing loneliness, despair, sadness. And when I found God, the God of my understanding, I remember waking up one night in the middle of the night, and I was smiling, and I felt like this joy I had never experienced before. Something in my very most central and innermost, the part of me had changed. Something had changed there, and I felt that, and I knew something greater than me was at work, and that's what Bill was seeing in Ebby. And at meetings, we see that with other people, and people see that within us. That's the beautiful part of this journey we're on, is this transformation. It's not just about putting down the food. It's about experiencing a vital change. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Rick. And now we've got Joanne B. followed by Roz G. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, everybody. Joanne B. here, recovered in Vermont. Yeah, this is a great paragraph. And just this whole chapter, obviously, where Bill suddenly realizes, looks at Ebby and says, this guy's a walking miracle. This is the proof that he needed. He needed to see. He needed that flesh and blood proof in front of him to make him wake up and realize that he had hope. And that's kind of like how I felt when I discovered this program. The way it happened for me is a friend called me up. It was the day after my birthday. And of course, you know, I had eaten so much cake the day on my birthday. And she just said very, you know, off the cuff that she was going to OA, and it was really helping her. And there was just something about hearing a friend, a trusted friend, share that with me that made me say, oh, maybe I should try that. And I did. And it was like instantaneous. It's like that was all the proof I needed. Here were all these people that had like overcome their the disease, you know, through the 12 steps, and like I knew, I'm like, this is the solution for me. This is it. And lucky for me, I was able to, you know, I jumped right in, and the obsession was removed. And it wasn't just the food obsession; it was like the weight obsession, the diet obsession. You know, obsession about me all the time, like how I look, and that's gone. That's all taken away, and I'm living in freedom now, and that is a miracle, and there's so many miracles in this program, and then I get to, like, turn around and share it with other people and help them as well. It's just an incredible program, and I'm so grateful. That's what I got. Thanks.
Thanks, Joanne. And now we've got Roz G, followed by Lisa B, and then we will probably be able to take a couple more names. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Janet. My name is Roz G. I'm a compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And I sound worse than I feel. I think it's a cold morning here. But, you know, I came to Overeaters Anonymous for years. And while I had a modicum of recovery, I did not have the spiritual awakening that Step 12 talked about, because the meetings I attended were just really talking about life and a little bit of abstinence. And a woman came in with a big book, you know, a large print one, and she just had this calm, serene, healthy demeanor about her, which really attracted me. And she talked about big book meetings that were like that faction was online. And I called, I actually went online and somebody called me and said, would you like me to take you through the steps? That was God doing for me what I could not do for myself. And while I've had relapses in the past, because, you know, since then, this meeting, these meetings, Vision for You and others that study the big book have slowly changed me. And the what really changes me the most is working with sponsees. It's incredible. Sponsees don't know it, but they're actually sponsoring me because I get to go back to where I was and I get to see the miracle of what these steps can do. And I also just want to throw in that I have a picture of myself and my daughter at that kitchen table at one of those conferences that I went to in the past. And just the biggest smiles on me and my daughter's faces. She comes from another program, but that was such a beautiful thing to do. And so my past is my greatest asset in this program. And like the other people shared, I am free. I am free to live my life. And I love the food I eat. And I love spiritual practices I practice every day. And I love the friends I've made. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Roz. And we've got Lisa B., and then I think we'll be able to take a couple more names. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Lisa B. from Michigan, recovered compulsive overeater. Listening to everybody, the thing that stuck out to me was the miracles that I've experienced and that I can sit one, that I can sit with others who are eating my binge foods and not be tempted. I can say no thank you to offers of the same foods. That would not have happened in the past. I, too, never thought it would happen for me. The miracle, God's miracle, is it has. One of my Ebbies, I saw a friend of mine who went from a miserable, angry woman and was changed into a joyful, peaceful, loving woman when she's abstinent. And now I'm beginning to see that in myself, and that's just mind-blowing to me. So grateful to God for both of our recoveries. And I think that's all I have. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you. And we have time to take two more names, so let me tell you where we are. We are on page 11, the fifth paragraph that starts, "That floored me." Through one paragraph ending, "He shouted great tidings." So who'd like to get in there today?
Colleen M.
Kate F.
Colleen. Kate. I think we can get one more. No, let's go with this.
Alexis.
Okay. Alexis, we'll see if we can get you in. Colleen, good morning. You've got 3 minutes.
Hey, Janet, thank you. Thanks for getting us going this morning. I'm Colleen M., grateful recovered compulsive eater in Maryland. And I just had to say this is such a great paragraph. And I today can say I'm a miracle. I don't know where that background noise is. It's not me. I'm a miracle today. Drastically have been changed by putting the food down and working these steps and studying this big book. And I get to speak to people on a regular basis who I feel I can give a message.
If anyone who isn't Colleen, if anyone else, can you please press star one if you're unmuted to mute yourself, please, so we can hear her? Okay, go ahead, Colleen. Colleen, go ahead and press star one to unmute yourself.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. All right.
Go ahead.
Talking away. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good. Got two and a half minutes left.
All righty. So, you know, I feel like I have a message of depth and weight because of the work, the work of putting the food down, working the steps with a recovered sponsor, and having a transformation with developing a relationship with my higher power. And that's what I heard when I got here. I heard something different. There was something different in the voices. There was something different in what people had to offer. It wasn't just, here's a food plan, stick to it, call me every day, do this. There's a transformation that has to take place to get recovered. I never understood that. I understood all the dieting. Diets work. You stick to them, you're going to lose weight. However, I never had that deep spiritual transformation, and this is what Ebby, sitting in front of Bill, has, that he can see. It's palpable. And if I keep doing this work, hopefully I can continue to not only have this for myself, but in God's world, I believe he wants us to give it away to others. And you know, never mind the dusty past. Here sits a miracle directly across the kitchen table, shouting great tidings. I want to be able to shout great tidings because this is such an amazing miracle that I have had in my life. And I hope if you haven't got it, you'll stick around long enough to get it. So thanks for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thanks, Colleen. And now we've got Kate. Kate, go ahead and press star one.
Thank you, Janet. Kate F., recovering in Washington State, recovering compulsive overeater. There's another miracle happening in this paragraph, and I think that's the miracle of not only the message being conveyed, but Bill's willingness to hear it. I love that very first line that floored me. And so I looked up floored, to be completely shocked, amazed, overwhelmed by surprise, often to the point of being stunned or unable to react and being knocked off your feet. This just makes me want to do the set-aside prayer every time I've been beginning my morning practice now, because Bill is essentially saying, may I set aside everything I think I knew, and so I can, please God, experience that new experience grounded in truth. I don't want to take this miraculous recovery that I am experiencing for granted. I want to be floored every day. So I hear the message with an open heart and open mind. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you. And Alexis, you have a minute and a half. So go ahead and press star one.
Alexis F. from New Jersey, East Coast 5. When I first came into LA, it was a 2-hour meeting, and there was a break in between. I sold literature. That was my first service. I sold, I was a literature chairman. I read every book that AA wrote that I had there to sell. And but the thing is that I'm a lifer. You know, I can't leave LA for the sake of my soul and for the sake of my body. I think they're both very closely connected. So I'm in this program for the long run. Recently, I was having a problem with my daughter. We were doing quite a bit of fighting. It came to me that, you know, like, let me be the first to love, you know. So I told her, you know, I'm very sorry for my part in it, you know, and the things that I said. And she's coming along okay now. She's getting better.
That's time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately follow closing. The share ID for today, January 5th, 2025, is 23,085. That's 23,085. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Pete B, can you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sure. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come in your own hands and order. Obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to for you and countless others. This is the great fact. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellow. Throw away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. Will surely meet some of us as you choose the road to destiny. God bless you and keep you until then.